listeners. This is your pop culture maven, Jeff Malone, and you are listening to a Karaoke Corner mini episode of That's Entertainment. Here on the Karaoke Corner mini episodes, this is what happens. You know this if you listened to it before, but we're gonna say it again because you just, that's what you do on these here podcasts. You explain what you're doing because you don't want any confusage. Sometimes people forget, but there's also comfort in being reminded. Anyway, this is the 33rd edition of Karaoke Corner, the big 3-3, almost as old as me. What do you know about that? Anyway, I was about to explain the rules of Karaoke Corner. Please pay attention. Okay, so what happens is Jeff Malone, one half of the That's Entertainment hosting duo, Aunt Beth is providing me spiritual guidance when she's not on the microphone. What I do is I turn to someone that I trust well enough to perform this assignment. I say, hey, you know that thing called music? Could you give me a list of a few musicians or bands, and then here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to look through their discography, zip, zip, vroom, 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 and determine for each one of them, one by one, what is the best song to sing at karaoke for each of those particular set of artists. And here's how I make those decisions. I'm looking for, I want something that can fit the widest possible range of singers and satisfy the most potential listeners. And this is the formula I've devised to hopefully have that work out. I'm looking for songs that are familiar, but not too familiar, because you want the crowd to recognize it, but also have the thrill of revisiting an old favorite that they haven't heard in a while, or something similar along those lines. And also, you want a song with emotional highs and lows. And if it also has musical highs and lows, that works well. I mean, often the emotional journey comes along, it mirrors the musical journey. So, that's what I look for. Okay, so now this is a first in the history of Karaoke Corner. We've got a repeat contributor. My dad, Bob Malone, former and probably future guest on this here podcast, he was the second ever contributor to Karaoke Corner. Aunt Beth was, of course, the first. She had that privilege. But then I looked over to my dad. He has listened to music his whole life, as of many of us, and he's got some thoughts, so I knew he would be willing to contribute. And you know what? He was not satisfied. He's like, I've got to do it again. I've got to return to the well. So he suggested to me this time, how about the Doobie Brothers, the Kinks, and Supertramp? And I was like, okay. Well, someone has actually suggested Supertramp before. In fact, you have. You were the one who gave me that one, so I'm fine with you giving me another lineup, but we can't do the same band again. So that worked out just well enough. He was like, okay, just give me a couple days. And then he replaced them with The Who. So that's what we got now. The Doobie Brothers, The Kinks, and The Who. Let's go ahead and do it alphabetically. And that means we've got the Doobies to start off with. And this does not require you teaming up with our rerun from What's Happening. I think that's the correct reference. Anyway, so the trick about the Doobie Brothers here was, do I want to go with Michael McDonald era Doobie Brothers or pre-Michael McDonald era? And the Michael McDonald songs are fun, but they're kind of challenging. You know, not too many people sound like Michael McDonald, but if you wanted to challenge yourself, you know, feel free. And you got two great options in that regard. You know, Taking It to the Streets and What a Fool Believes. Those two are definitely on my personal karaoke list for what I would sing, but I don't know if they should be on everyone's list. If you want to, if you're feeling up to it, go for it. But I'm looking for, as I said, songs that work for the greatest number of people. So, with that in mind, what I decided to go with is something that I really think will please just so many people, and that is Jesus Is Just All Right, which was originally a gospel song written in the mid-60s. Then the Byrds did a version of it. Pretty good version, I must say, but I think the definitive version is the Doobie version off their album Toulouse Street, released in 1972. And yeah, this one's got plenty of energy. Lots of instrumental breaks, but not too long. It's good to have some instrumental parts to catch your breath for a bit, but, you know, not so long that you lose the crowd. You know, maybe to bump your arms and kick your feet up, get the energy going in your performance. This is just a positive song, and I don't think you need to be religious to appreciate it. And if you are religious, I don't think you need to be Christian either. People like Jesus, even folks who haven't devoted their lives to following him. He seemed like an all right guy. That's what it says in the song. So there you go. Okay, on to the Kinks. Now, my dad, he specified for me not to pick Lola. Now, here's the thing. I think if I'm doing my karaoke duty, I have to consider every single song. So I could not, in good conscience, dismiss Lola, or any song for that matter, out of hand right away. So Lola was in consideration, but only the barest of consideration, only in the sense that every song is in consideration. I will assure my father, and I will assure everyone else, I did not pick Lola. But I'm not a foe of that song as much as my dad is. I think it's fine, I guess. And hey, it inspired the Weird Al song Yoda, so I think that's a net positive in the world. But anyway, what did I actually pick? Well, I went with, I think, one of the most influential songs in rock and roll history, and that would be You Really Got Me. And, okay, I mean, come on. Like, this is like the epitome of 60s garage rock. And I don't know, it could get rowdy, you know. Be careful. You might convince the crowd to throw their glasses on the floor and, that would be in the spirit of this song, but, make sure we don't cause an injury, or if we are going to be a little dangerous, make sure everyone is on the same page about that, you know. Get everyone to sign a release form, maybe. It doesn't have to get that rowdy. It doesn't have to get that overboard. You can just have fun, you know, shaking your head up and down this one's energetic. It's a 2.5 minute or so, just a burst of uncontrollable attraction, and that's what we got. As long as you give it your all, you're gonna do well in this song. It's definitely one where you don't have to have a perfect voice. It's use the voice that you've got, and as long as you mean it, you'll mean it. And finally, it's time for The Who, and I'll skip any Abbott and Costello style routine and just get on with it. And this one was pretty easy to decide on. I'd say there's plenty of Who songs that work at karaoke. But there's one that I think just rises to the top, and that is, I would say it's their signature song. It might be their earliest hit, earliest big hit. Maybe it's the most iconic, one of the most iconic rock songs of all time. I'm, of course, talking about My Generation. And yeah, this song definitely takes you on a journey. It's kind of timeless. You know, there's every generation is its own generation. You know, the who they were singing about their generation, and that generation that came of age in the 60s, they were certainly making their voices heard. But yeah, and they kind of still are. But, you know, you can have sing it from the perspective of your own generation. And I imagine whoever does sing this song is doing that. It's someone's generation somewhere. And the stuttering. Oh, the stuttering. That can be fun. But, yeah. Plenty to bite into here. All right. Yeah. Yeah, I think after these three songs, you'll find yourself just thrashing around on the floor, you know, just kind of spinning around, using your legs for some locomotion. Okay, yeah, all right. That's it. That's Karaoke in Corner 33. Keep on with the karaoke forever. And okay. I think Beth and I have our plan is in a couple weeks to do our next full-length episode, and we should have a guest. That is the plan the current moment. And probably in the meantime, we'll do another mini-episode, and you know what? It'll be a surprise what the topic is. So look forward to that. And of course, in the meantime, follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. You can support us on Patreon, and you can, and you must, keep your remotes handy and your eyes open. I really got mail.